Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Well, today I want to answer a question I get asked a lot from people. How do you make money? Wow, that's a question. Well, first of all, if you're employed, it's easy. You get paid for whatever it is you do. If you're self-employed, it's easy too. You get paid for whatever it is you do. The only real difference between those two is that on one, you're the one who's telling yourself what to do, and on the other, you get told what to do. And that's pretty much it. So, if you're good in your job and some employer wants to pay you, well, most likely you're going to be good in your job and you could pay yourself. That is it. Well, we could really finish that session right now because there's not much more to say. That's exactly where it goes. Where the problem lies for many is, how do I make money if I'm not sure what I should do? Now, that's a very different game and it's a very different question. We actually created the Sweet Spot Discovery tool specifically for that reason. Many people come to us and ask us, what am I supposed to do? I mean, what am I really good at? And how is anyone ever going to pay me for what I know or don't know? Well, truthfully, let's be clear about two things. If you don't have much experience in whatever it is you do, get the experience. If you don't have much experience, I mean, you can't ask anyone to pay you for something if you're not really good at this. So you need to become good at something. Usually it's far easier to become good at something if you already love it anyway, if it's something you like to do, whatever. So for example, if you're into photography and you love taking photos, the chances that you're going to be good at that is much higher because you love taking photos. So you don't really mind learning about it. You don't really mind, you know, getting into it and spending time and effort into it. So that will certainly be an advantage. But it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. It just means it's going to be an advantage. Let's be clear. If you do something as a hobby, you know, the difference really between a hobby and a job is that on a hobby you spend money, on a job you make money. These are really the two things. So if you're into photography and you just bought yourself the latest gear, then you spend a lot of money on this. That's not a business. This is not how you make money running a business. The business has to make money and not spend money. So that's number one. So you will really try, you will have to make good and make money with the least amount of effort and the least amount of money spent, clearly. So from that point, how do you make that? How does it work? So if you love photography, that's really great. But is this the one thing you can do with the least amount of effort? So without spending any money? Or is it just something you just love to have the last gear and the iPhone 7 just coming out and you must have this iPhone 7 now? Well, if it's that, it's not going to be a business, clearly. Now, if it's something you like, naturally, you know, you're just naturally good at because you've been doing it for a long period of time. For example, if you're into IT and everybody's coming to you anyway to ask you questions about IT, say, I tried to install that software, it's not going to work, can you help me, you're so good at this stuff. Well, that's a good indicator that you actually might be quite good at this anyway, because people are coming to you asking you, you know, if you can help them. That means you have some value for them. That means someone is going to pay you some money probably for the knowledge you have. Now, it doesn't really mean it's a perfect business, but it just gives you an indication in the direction and it shows you somehow where the money area could lie. Generally speaking, if someone says to me, what business should I run? Then the best thing to do is ask the people around you, ask the people who know you. Go to the people, your friends, your family, whatever, and say, what do you think I'm really good at? What do you think that makes me stand out from anyone else? What is it you would come to me for? These are really the questions you should ask them. And then be open, huh? Be ready for some surprises, you know. I mean, I had this guy, he came to me about this and he went to his family and they literally told him nothing. Wow, that was a bit of a kick in the ass. So this didn't really work that well, I have to say. But, you know, at least it was a straight answer. If it was the good one, I don't know. But maybe you should question it a little bit further. You know, don't just leave it as that, because maybe they're just trying to fool you or have fun with you in a way. But, you know, the question is, what do other people think about you? We have a very different picture of ourselves very often. We overestimate a lot of the things we do. If we, you know, if we're taking two or three photos, we think we're already the master photographer. If you ask other people, say, I didn't know you take photos. That's, you didn't? Well, okay, maybe they didn't. And maybe you're actually not spreading the word. And maybe you're actually not out there long enough doing it and getting good at it. You see what I mean? Running a business is something that has to make you some money. There have to be people out there who think that you're really good at this. And really and truly, you're not your customer. The other people are your customer. People who are paying you are the ones you have to ask the question. And of course, it's easier to ask the people around you, you know, ask your friends, ask your family, ask whoever you know, colleagues or whatever, because they might not always be serious with you, or they might not maybe give you the answer you want to hear, but at least they're very likely the ones who can tell you if there is something out there. If they come back to you and say, you know what, I always thought you're going to do this because you're really good at this, you know, that's something that gives you an indicator. Say, well, you think? Why do you think that? And, well, this way you might get some feedback that really helps you getting into the area you should be working in. Another thing is, I have to say that clear, there is this thing going on right now to sell your knowledge. There is this, you know, become a coach. You know, that's easy. Become a coach. You just read a couple of books and then you go out there and you just tell people everything about it and that's it. Or another big thing, run a YouTube channel. You know, I just do a couple of YouTube videos and, you know, people will sign up and that will work. Or have something like Patreon.com. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's one of those softwares, one of those online systems where you can literally sell services or anything you want and people can pay you for it. But it's different. It relates more to video and more to this. Have a look at it. Patreon.com is quite interesting. It's a way where people can pay, where they subscribe more or less to your channel and they pay you every time you bring something new into the channel, or they pay you on a monthly basis. It's like a subscription type thing. It's interesting. Now, if it works for you or doesn't, that may be good. But truthfully, if you speak to the people who are really successful in this and you ask them, how long have you been doing this? Well, they've been doing this for 5 or 10 years. They've been doing this for a long period of time. And not just doing it from time to time. No, no, they've been on it. They've been on it, working on it, getting better at it, you know, over and over again, getting disappointed because nobody signs up and nobody goes there. They've been through, you know, all the ups and downs and starting a business. Now, these guys maybe have today channels running, you know, how do you run your YouTube channel right now? Well, they're not worried about giving out the information because truthfully, they're going to be less than 1% of people will ever, ever make it. Ever. Not because it cannot be done. Oh, no, it can be done. But most people will give up far, far before they will ever get to anywhere near a business. So let's be clear about this. This is not something that's easily done. Another thing is coaching. Coaching is something, you know, I'm a coach, but I'm not just a coach just now. And it's not that I was reading a book. And truthfully, coach is not something you learn from a book. You can learn about some techniques and some stuff like this. The rest is really about people. You can't read about people or learn about people in a book. To learn about people is to be with people, to be out there talking to people, you know, getting feedback from people, seeing what works, what doesn't work, testing the scenarios, testing out how things are going. And it's different from one to another. It's such a different job. It's not even comparison. And most coaches or people who call themselves coaches don't make any money at all. Let's be clear about this too. It takes time and effort. You have to really learn the skills to get there. And that's not something you can do in a session for 26 euros. There's a video course. There are 4 videos and that's it. That's not how it works. So now I'm not 100% sure what you think, what you're going to do in the future, but I really truly believe everybody can start a proper business and learn the skills they need to do it. You just have to be willing to put the effort in. You just have to be there and really want to do it. And there'll be thirsty times, you know, when you don't make any money. And there will be times when it's really frustrating because you're not going to get anywhere. And you need to get over these times. You need to be above that. And that's where the hard part comes in. And this is why most people give up. Because they're expecting this, they have this idea, this dream of, oh, I'm going to do this in 6 months, I'm going to be a millionaire. It doesn't work like that. But it doesn't mean you can't become a millionaire. Let's be also clear about this. You can, if you really want to. But it's going to take time. It's going to take effort, and it's going to take a lot of power and energy and you know, enthusiasm to go into this. And this is what a coach is about. A coach is not about to help you to make that million. A coach is about to keep you going, to show you the little things, to motivate yourself, to keep you up and running. And when you're up and running, then you know you go through that thirsty area, that thirsty bit, and you're going to make it. And then when you end up on the other side, suddenly you have subscribers, and suddenly you have people following you, and suddenly you have people want to buy your services and you and whatever it is you offer. You see what I mean? That is really the difference. That's the difference in all of it. So getting through that, this is what counts. Now, of course, you can start a business by just doing it on the side while you're running your business, and that's not a stupid decision to make, but it depends very much on your business. As a coach, it's going to be difficult because you're going to spend a lot of time after work working. Now, that's not everybody's thing, you know. In my experience, not many people do that. Except it's something you're really passionate about. It's something you really, really want to get into. Then, yes, I would always suggest if you have an area you really want to be into, let's say you want to be a photographer and you really want to, you know, get into this kind of area, go find a job in that area. Go there. I mean, you might have to get a job at the beginning, which is a little bit lower paid because you haven't got the experience. But where else can you get the experience? My God, you're going to get so much experience in this field. It's unbelievable. And that is something, you know, you should do. You can also speak to other photographers and say, you know, work for free. You know, say, can I just spend a day or on weekends or in certain sessions on weddings or whatever, come with you. I just help you. I just do this. You don't even need to give me anything. I just want to learn it. I just want to be the best at it. I want to become like you. You know, most photographers would be quite happy for that. You know, they will love that. So if you're serious about this and you really want to get into that, well, then that's a good way of doing it. Another good way of doing it, of course, is by learning as much as possible. But, you know, reading books and whatever. But be clear, books are just books. Books are not the practice, and you need the practice. You need to be out there to actually do it. You need to be physically put it into action and not just have it mentally in your head somewhere. Because that is not enough. So being, you know, predictable also for your customers, for your potential customers, so they know they can rely on you, that you're going to deliver, that you're going to be there. That takes time. And in this ever-changing market today, where things change so quickly, it's even harder. Because, you know, if you are into a specific arena and other arenas pop up on the side, you're very quickly tempted to move on to this other arena. But in reality, that's not what we should do, because except there's a real reason for that, but because truthfully, you have to start from zero again. So take one thing and stick with it. Become the best in that field. Become the one person to go to. You know, if that's what it is, if you come to that level, my God, then no one will walk away from you. Everybody looking at that level will come to you. You're going to be the person to talk to. And that's it. And that's really what a business is about. Now, if you can achieve that, then you have achieved everything. And that takes time. Right, so I hope I was not discouraging today for you, because it is not discouraging. It is just realistic. There's nothing wrong with taking your time doing something. It's the best way of doing it, because you're going to get, you know, you also become so much more clearer about what it is you do. You know, you can answer questions just like Clark, and someone asks you a question, you just go boom, boom, you have the answers. You come boom, 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 boom. And not just because you read a book, because you're doing it, because you know how it works. You got experience, you know. There's so much more to it than just what you can find in a book. And you will be surprised, but after a while, you maybe discover that half the stuff you read in a book is not even true. It's complete bullshit. And I have this a lot, you know. If you know, it's hard if you don't have the experience to understand the difference between quality and non-quality, or between what works and what doesn't work, because you don't know. So again, I mean, to come back to the base, if you want to start a business and the question coming to me, how do I make money? Well, you can make money. Just be out there, find the right place where you want to be and stick with it. Be on it. Be the best you can be in that field. Learn, 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 and practice, practice, practice. Get better and better at it. And you will make money. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that you will make money with this. 100%. Really, it doesn't matter what stupid idea you have. It doesn't really matter. I've seen people coming to me with ideas where I thought, oh my God, you know, I hope this is going to work. And they made it. They actually made it. I mean, look, gamers. I mean, there are guys sitting on their computer all day playing games and making money with this. It's incredible. I mean, how do you do that? How can you run a business based on that? It's incredible. But it does work. It really does work. But it's not something that happens from now to tomorrow, you know. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes, you know, imagination and energy. But if you have that and you're willing to go for it, then yes. So if you want to talk to me about it and you have a specific idea, why don't you come to me and we have a chat? I'm very happy to help you set things up and get you into the right direction. I'm not charging for this. It's going to be completely free. Just talk to me. And I'm quite happy. I'm going to take the illusions out of it. I promise you. I'm going to tell you straight down the line my experience, how these things work. But also, I will tell you, if I have no clue about something, I will not judge on anything. I'm not judging on your business idea. I'm just judging on you as a person. And I'm telling you what you need to do in order to get there. Not within the business, that's something you have to learn, but in yourself, in your own mind, in the way you are. Well, I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a bit of an insight how what I see as from a coach point of view and what I'm confronted on a regular basis. So if you are thinking about making money, yeah, make money. No problem. Making money is easy. It's not difficult. With what and if how much, that's a different story. And we can make things work. So, well, if you have any questions, just leave remarks under here and just tell me what you think, questions you have, and on my next on my next blog or on my next podcast, I will mention it. I'm very happy if you want to talk to me, set me up for a half an hour chat with me. I'm quite happy to answer all the questions you have. All right, guys, take care. See you soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu. And find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.